Playing a little catch up now here on Wilde and Tausch. 10 o'clock hour at 10:21. Brian is great. We love him, and we wish him a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year in case we don't talk to him.
I didn't even go down the Happy New Year front. I wanted to save time.
So I like the insight he provides because of not only his film expertise, but Tausch, he's a good example of one of these guys who, you know, because he was a young player on your Super Bowl team, a rookie then, and then he was grizzled by the disappointments of Seattle or going on the run and then playing so poorly in Atlanta after the flight delays and Ladarius Gunter, et cetera, et cetera. He's got a wide variety of playoff experience. When you look at what the experience is for this group, how do you view them being prepared for what lies ahead?
I think they're incredibly prepared in the fact that most of your core guys have had experience and they're not like gutted. But I've always thought, you know, how much playoff experience do you have? I think it's really important at the quarterback position as far as that. And then the other spots, you want really good players. And if that so happens to be a 28-year-old or a 33-year-old or a 20-year-old,
right.
I don't really care. Like, I don't think that, what is that?
Oh, boy.
Firing that up over Wilde's face?
No, I wanted to do this.
Let's beta test that.
That's
say,
pretty cool, okay. Huh? That's cool.
I'd like a little more.
All right, for those of you.
It's pretty bland.
For those of you listening on the radio.
And can you let me finish my point before you're firing up new talk of text lines?
I mean,
I'm distracted.
If you know Tausch at all, you know that was going to be a problem.
But anyways, Jason, it's the same thing with home field. And we saw that with Seattle. Home field's a heck of a lot better. You got Mike Holmgren, Reggie White, Brett Favre, Frankie, and Dorsey, and that whole crew. Then if you don't, you have great players. The experience level, it is one of the most overrated things, I believe, in sports.
Okay.
As long as it's your key guys, because it's about figuring out and understanding what you need and to control your emotions. But guys are cranked up. Playoffs, it's just everything means more. And at the end of your career, guys, it goes back to the Dick Bennett quote on our show that I love. You want something so bad that you, And instead, it's a lot better when you're just playing free. And it's really hard to do that. Most guys tighten up.
Mm-hmm.
The younger players, sometimes they don't know any better. And they're just out there, oh, man, this is great. We'll be back, Dan Marino.
Yeah.
All these guys, we'll be back. I hate to break this to you, boys. Most guys aren't.
I'm guessing Brian Bulaga thought he'd be back.
100% he did. And I know Aaron Rodgers and Greg and Jordy, the whole crew thought they'd be, oh, this is easy. Oh, this is. And you find out real quickly it's real hard, and there's a lot of things that have to fall your way to do it. And right now, most of these guys are probably looking at Jaden Reed and Watson. These guys are all, man, this is fun. And then all of a sudden, the Chiefs guys are always like, well, it's always going to work out because it does.
Got those officials in our pocket. All right, here's what we're going to do in addition to debuting the new talk and text line. For those of you who are listening on the radio, Jesse has some new graphics. And he tested them out in the middle of Tausch's thought. So those of you who were curious about that. I really don't like the three angle, though.
Yeah,
like,
we've got a request in to make some adjustments. We're figuring it out.
I just feel so, a lot of my face.
You know what I love about this? Most people would say, let's look at January and start fresh. Jesse says 3 days before Christmas, let's fire up and do something new. And I'm going to be honest with you, Jesse. I respect that. I like that a lot.
Also, this little box for all the people that text in, like Ian and East Troy. Is that like so you can include a photo of them if they would like to upload it?
I gotta figure out what goes in that box. I gotta admit,
I like that idea.
I don't know where that goes. So
here's a guy and his cat. At this point, isn't it more beneficial for Green Bay if Detroit wins the division over Minnesota? And that Week 18 matchup of Detroit versus Minnesota should be the Sunday night game for the division title on the line. I don't know what's going to benefit the Packers the most. I understand fans want that. Look, I'm not in Tausch's club. I'm not. I feel like...
Which club is it?
The club that they are donezo. That the Lions are donezo. I don't think they're winning the Super Bowl.
What do you want to wager that Detroit doesn't get to the Super Bowl?
No. I don't want to wager anything. What I'm saying is that...
Well, but you're not joining my club.
Because I think that they're capable of winning some games and getting to the NFC Championship game despite being all beat to hell.
That's not what they're about.
They're not about it, but if that one of the games they have to win is to beat the Packers, I believe they can beat them. And I think the Packers could beat them as well. So I think it's going to be...
There's some big boy analysis there, I'll tell you what. Wow. You know what? I think they could beat them, and I think we could beat them. No blank. I mean, come on now. The problem is, Jason, I think they're still going to be good enough on offense, but I think you're going to run into – they're not even as good as that 11 team was. And why I asked that to Balaga and why we ran late is because that mindset on offense, when you know that your defense isn't very good – is the pressure of every possession you have to come up with points. Do you think you're going to press a little bit more, or do you think it's going to be all hunky-dory?
I think you're
like,
going to press
this
a little
great.
Bit more. Yeah, I think you're going to press
so
more.
So that is – you can do that, and you can win, but you have to have different avenues to win football games.
They
it
do.
Can't be the Buffalo Bills back in the 90s, Air Raid, Air Kelly, whatever they called it. It was cute when it was going, but that's not – you can't win every game that way. Yeah. Look at the 2010 run. Different ways to win different games. It wasn't all 35-31. It was different flows. You have to have that in you. Detroit is now not going to have that capability. There is going to have to be one via the shootout, and that's why they're not going to get it done.
I'm not sure that Buffalo has a defense, right, based on the last 2 weeks that they've played, right? The Rams game and the Lions game. Are they a team that only has one side of the ball figured out? Because their offense is putting up a ton of points, and their defense
Jared
is giving
Goff,
up a ton of points.
Jason, is Jared Goff somebody that is going to just
Josh,
get in shootout?
No. He's not Josh Allen.
He's not Josh Allen. He's not Lamar Jackson.
Right.
So Jared Goff needs a clean pocket. We've went over this both games we've played. Green Bay has allocated that to them because they've had Montgomery and the play fakes. Right now, if I'm playing Detroit, I'm saying to heck with it. I am screaming, and I'm going to make you uncomfortable. I'm going to blitz you, and we're going to put all kinds of stuff on you. Jared, let's see how good you're going to stand in that pocket when it's not clean. Because I think we know the answer to that. He'll still be good, but everybody's acting like he threw up 40 last week. They were down by 17 points. So what do you think Buffalo was doing?
Yeah,
they were going to sit in soft coverage and let him go. So come on, don't make that comp.
Well, they They gave up 40-some points to the Rams the previous week. I don't think that that's out of – anyway,
you
I don't want to argue.
Punt and there's a lot of stuff.
Would like you to tell people about Fortrea so we can get to Homer and then figure out how we're going to get to another break that we're way behind on.
All right. Well, if you need some extra cash around the holidays, and who doesn't, Fortrea's got you covered with a bunch of different studies. Healthy, overweight adults ages 18 to 65, BMI of 27 to 40, two separate stays totaling 65 nights, six outpatient visits, $27,463 for your time and participation. If you want one with a little less amount of time, study involves three stays totaling seven nights with 12 follow-ups. Have that BMI between 30 and 40, and you can grab yourself $14,148 for time and participation. Head over to FortreaClinicalTrials.com. That's Fortrea, F-O-R-T-R-E-A, clinicaltrials.com.
Uncle Homer joins us next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
Whatever you do, make sure you do it right. You know what that music means? Whatever you do. You hear him on the Homer Hour. Although they never called me yesterday. Wonder what happened there. 5 to 6 every weekday on 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee. You also hear him as the voice of Marquette men's basketball on the Marquette Radio Network. And, of course, you can always check him out on YouTube.
Don't talk about that.
Don't get me started. I don't want to fight. And, of course, you can see him on God Talk, My Faith with Homer and Pip on YouTube. It is Steve the Homer. True Homer, good morning. How are you?
I'm fine. Why? Let's go ahead and fight. Yeah, we had technical difficulties yesterday. My apologies that we didn't get to you. But John Anderson was spectacular, historic. You must go to WisconsinOnDemand.com to see what I believe must be viewed as the greatest rivalry in sports, given the behavior of people. That would be Kansas versus Missouri. He's on the Missouri side. He once, because the men's room was busy, drove 60 miles so they could get into the state of Kansas and pee on that ground. 60 miles. There's no rivalry that gets people to do stuff like that, I don't think. Bears, Packers, no, no.
What are you talking about? Alabama and Auburn, somebody killed a tree. I went over and poisoned some old oak tree.
What are you talking about? We're good. All right, now we're talking. Yeah,
some guy driving 60 miles to urinate on soil, and you think that's in the same boat as killing a tree? Guy went to jail.
I don't know the particulars, but I do remember. Yes, I think that tree does Trump. So now we have to look at other things done. I would say right now, based on your information, Auburn, Alabama has a slight edge. But I believe
Michigan, Ohio State, they cross out all the M's. They won't say the name.
Now we're talking. Good. Yeah, that's the book I said I want him to write.
Marquette, you can't have a red binder.
Sounds like Marquette doesn't like having Wisconsin folks come down to Fiserv and watch games.
No, the men's basketball team was in Cincinnati. The bus driver had a red jacket on because Cincinnati's red, and a member of the Marquette administration said, you can't drive this bus unless you get another jacket. And the person...
Would he do the same thing with pilots? Would old boy go up to the pilot and say, you can't wear a red jacket or not? And they're like, well, you're not going to Cincinnati then.
Yes, I believe that situation could have occurred and that there could have been a slight delay.
I ain't going to lie to you.
Question.
Go ahead, get on the bus, drive 12 hours instead of flying. Yeah, that's great. If I'm the pilot, I'm going to wear the jacket I want to wear.
I'm telling you how it would be handled. The flight would be delayed.
I'm telling you how I'd handle it.
Got a new jacket. There would be no. We would have still flied on the plane. Marquette would have, but I believe an adjustment would have been made. Had the pilot said no, then there would have been a different approach to get to wherever we were. Yeah, if the pilot wanted to take that position. Yes. Yep.
Okay.
All right. As much as I could talk about traveling over state lines to pee.
In this stuff about crap about all these
nuclear power. He's big on nuclear power right now. Yeah,
I'm big on nuclear power too, as a matter of fact. But that's separate.
Okay.
And it's going to make a nice comeback. This premise of the artificial turf causing all the injuries. We have AI now. There's information to see all the teams that play on artificial and how much they play. And I suspect the information is going to show that any belief that it's different now with Detroit would have something to do other than the artificial turf.
So it's just a coincidence that – and not all turf is the same, Steve.
Okay. Steve, thank you. That's correct, yes. All right. Do you think Do you think that the massive number of injuries, and we're talking massive, are the result to what percentage of playing all these games on artificial turf? Which, by the way,
yes, I think 28 to 33%. Yep, 28 to 33%
right.
of that.
Well, that seems random. Significantly
less and more in common with what? The fact that this stands out is not because of artificial turf.
But you don't know that.
What do you think it is?
Of course I don't know that. Just bad, random. Some teams get hurt a lot. This isn't the first team that gets hurt a lot. There have been teams that got hurt a lot that probably that didn't play much on artificial turf at all. I think it's an unlucky season, an unlucky run of injuries that has literally nothing or very, 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 very little to do with the artificial turf.
Okay, so you may be correct on that, but I'm going to tell you this. There's not one player that I've ever met that would say they'd rather play on turf than grass. None.
I would agree with that.
It's easier on the body.
They should require regular turf. I'm with you on that.
No, it should be required that there's going to be a hybrid grass mix like what it's at Lambeau. Everybody can do it now. Technology's there. And by the way, guys, when NFL teams are hosting World Cups and Premier League events, you know what they're doing? You know what is being mandated by them to host these events? Guess what? You got to bring grass in. And you know what they're doing? What do you think they're doing?
They're bringing grass in.
What are they doing? You're on a roll.
They're bringing grass in. So, I was trying to emphasize my point.
Well, then you didn't have
that's the answer.
Strong enough without emphasis. I'm with
and by the way, Homer, if it's 7% difference, that 7% is a big blanking deal. So do it. I couldn't agree more with D-Bot. It's not going to change because it's too expensive to do it. But is it really that expensive? Because Detroit right now, and I'm not saying that Hutchison went to broke his leg because that was in Dallas on turf too. But if it's 7%, you don't think Detroit would love to have 7 to 10% of those guys back? Of course they would. And what is that price? It should be invaluable because they're chasing a championship, and I think their championship dreams have fallen because of all the injuries that they've taken on.
But you know who to blame. You just don't want to do it.
Who am I supposed to blame?
The union. They don't consider it important enough. Come on.
I'm not going to. I can't fight you.
I mean, I said you wouldn't want to go there, but that's the truth.
Well, no, you can go there. It's just not going to be a winning formula for me. It's a loss. Yeah.
But, I mean, they can change it. They don't think it's that important.
Yeah, I don't know what to tell you.
We all know what's important to them. They've decided what's important is getting as much money as possible to the players as early as possible in their career so that, understanding how tough it is to be in the league for long. But we can move on.
Yeah.
But you're right.
Yeah, we should move on.
Done, and it's
true.
It's pathetic.
We're all on the same page. Rest is pathetic.
So Homer, do you like Tausch think that the Lions are done so with all these injuries?
We're just arguing over how much they're done so. Not if they're done so. They were arguably the best team in the NFL. Capable of winning the Super Bowl, that is donezo, and now we're just figuring out. But that's not really the key.
And Homer, they can still win a playoff game. I'm not totally. They're just not gonna. They can't run the gauntlet no more. The gauntlet days are over.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And they know.
Okay. We're on the same page.
Yeah.
They do know it.
What I wanted.
That's why you got that impassioned speech.
Yeah, the most important thing, and the ability of the Packers to make the Super Bowl, is based on one player. One player. And how good is he?
Edgerrin Cooper.
You got it. Mm. You got it. That's it. More important than anything else, how good is
Jordan Love?
If he's as good as he was against Seattle, then they're going to the Super Bowl. That will make the defense good enough with the offense. They're going to the Super Bowl. Is he that good? That's all. Nothing else. It's more important than everything else because it's possible that he could be that good this season. Not?
I mean, that's really hyperbolic. No, it's Jordan.
Is it better or worse than Kingsley Enagbare saying that Cooper is headed to the Hall of Fame? A lot of hyperbole about Cooper right now.
Wow. That's even stronger than I could go.
Yeah, which is hard to believe, right?
Yeah, you're a little shocked that very often.
Well, it's also, I don't know. I'm not in the locker room enough to know the source. For example, when Leroy Butler said that in 1997 they would go unbeaten in the regular season, nobody believed it because of who said it. Had Reggie White said it, it would have had a different impact. I don't know about, well, he's changed his last name now. Isn't he pronounced differently?
Yeah, it was a little. It was a little different when he said it on the broadcast. I would agree.
What is his past record on? For example,
I don't think he has one. Saying,
okay, because me saying that they're going to the Super Bowl if Cooper's is good, I have to address the fact that some will say, "Yeah, it's just Homer being Homer," which of course is not accurate. But that's I got to live with that. So I don't know. Is the fact that he said it doesn't seem to carry much weight with you? What if Xavier McKinney said it? What is if McKinney says it, I'm in. If he says it, I'm in. He's going to be it's legitimate to believe that he has that potential.
Ooh.
So you better ask him.
Jason, you join in Homer's club?
I will ask Xavier McKinney at my next opportunity, is Edgerrin Cooper a future Hall of Famer like Kingsley Enagbare said, and we'll see what Xavier McKinney says. He does not have a hyperbolic track record, though, I would say.
Yeah, no, I know what he'll say. He'll say it's a little early, or it's way early.
Yeah, those are both true. What are you expecting on Monday night against a team that I think the Packers are currently a 13.5-point favorite over?
Yeah. They're going to win. It'd be nice if they put a whooping on them, but all they have to do is win, because if they lose, I'll be devastated.
They're not going to lose.
Crushed.
If they lose that game, I think they should have to give up their playoff spot. That's where this game's at.
Wow.
Come on. No. Come
no,
on.
I know they won't, but Homer, you don't lose at home to a team like New Orleans.
Let me give you this.
So.
We'll ask this question. Yeah. I'll take a loss if they beat Minnesota in the next game. Put that down. What do you say to that?
No.
You joining that club?
I don't like losing to bad teams. No.
Okay. Even if they beat Minnesota at Minnesota.
No, you don't lose to the Saints at home. You just don't do it. So, no, I'm not joining that club. Now, if you want to say playoff game, I'll give that up, but I don't think anybody's going to do that. So, no.
Jason?
The real question is, Homer.
New Orleans with a win over over Minnesota.
When do you think we're going to start the post-game show? That's the real question.
Oh, yeah.
On Monday night.
I can't believe you guys really did start it early. I thought that was an empty claim.
No, we don't do empty claims on G&G post-game.
I said it after during the post-game, but you decide. I'm there with you. I've already set.
No, that's not true. I wanted to go mid-third quarter if they went up 17, and then, of course, we didn't. And Homer's like, no. Homer got scared. Homer thought we might lose that game.
Whatever you want to say, that's irrelevant to what I just said. Do you ever actually listen? What happened last week is insignificant because I said this week I will do whatever you decide. Did I not say that, Jason?
You did. You definitely did.
What more does?
Well, I'm going to be at the game, so we're not going to actually go until the end of the game this time anyways, at least on my end. I'm
going
to be a little late to start, just so you know, with the crowd and everything else.
Anything so pathetic, you argue this point and then say, well, it really doesn't matter because, why do you guys are behind. I'm done. I'm hanging up. You need to get on break.
See you later.
We are behind.
Merry Christmas.
This is true.
Homer, by the way, Merry Christmas. I like to make sure all of our guests
know. He hung up already.
I want to make sure. He hung up before we acknowledged Merry Christmas?
He did, yes.
Merry Christmas to you. Tell us about Quick Trip. Please.
You know what? Let's talk a little bit about Quick Trip. Well, life is busy, Jason, especially this time of year. Quick Trip gets it. Whether you're craving fresh coffee, which I love, a little tasty bakery treat, which everybody loves, or a quick grab-and-go meal or snack, Quick Trip is your go-to. Variety and quality, fast service. Man, Quick Trip's team is all about making your day easier and better in this stressful time of the year. From clean restrooms to fresh groceries and everything in between, Quick Trip's got you covered. Don't stress out while you make your trips this holiday season to see family. Quick Trip's got the fuel to get you there. Plus, you get all those discounts. They got ATMs and free air. Put a little air in your tires. Those aren't the only perks. Get Nature's Touch chocolate milk, half gallon for $2.49. Chicken. God, I keep doing
chicken,
this.
Kitchen
cravings, boneless pork chops, 99 cents, and summer sausage. 2 for $7.50, and serve it up with a side of Quickery white bread, 99 cents for a 1 pound loaf. Don't forget about that chicken that I mentioned, $5.99. Whole chickens on Monday, and today, 8-piece tenders or bone in chicken. Download the Quick Rewards app. Take advantage of all the Quick Trip has to offer. Order ahead, pick up curbside. And you know what's a great gift? If you don't know what you're going to get somebody, go
Quick Trip
grab
gift card.
These gift cards. They're easy, right there at checkout. Snap it up. And everybody that gets a gift card is always thinking, thank you, and we'll see you next time.
More Wilde and Tausch straight ahead. Stick around.
This is Wilde and Tausch, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at ZimbrickChevrolet.com.
Quite the day.
Can we go back to talking about Aaron Rodgers and Enigma? No, we're not going to do that. I don't know why Homer feels the need to hang up on us from time to time, but he was trying to help us get back on the clock.
He did us a favor. Huh?
So why don't you do us a favor, and before we play trivia coming up, you tell us about what you got going on Prize Picks, and then we'll ask for our trivia caller.
Well, it's Merry Pixmas going on, and you know that's fun. I had a great weekend last weekend with the Geno Smith interception. Mm. I think we went big with Jaden Reed. I think he had a good day on the rushing end. I think he hit that point. So more or less, it's simple pick more or less on at least two players. And you know what? We were doing, I don't know, 100 times your cash. I think we even got up to 200 times. And then everybody's like, like I've been saying to Bulaga and all of our guests, Merry Christmas, ba-ba-ba. Prize Picks is saying, you know what? Let's go up to 1,000 times your cash. That's what Prize Picks decided to do. So that's what we're doing. Prize Picks puts their members first. So all withdrawals are fast, safe, and secure. And when your picks hit, you get your money in as quick as 15 minutes. You can win up to that 1,000 times your money. Got to have a bunch of picks, right? But go on Prize Picks, download the app, use code WI, get $50 instantly after you play your first $5 lineup. Again, that's code WI, and you get $50 instantly after you play that first $5 lineup. And it's Merry Pixmas. I keep forgetting. Joker, Christmas Day, 0.5 points. Pretty sure you're going to be in good shape on that. And you got all this fun action coming up. You got all the... Yeah, you know, all these NBA's rolling. You got Christmas Day games. You got all the fun. So it is a perfect time for me to say Prize Picks.
Run
your
game. Speaking of games, let's play trivia. It is Wednesday. That means it's Wisconsin Geography Wednesday trivia. Jesse, what caller would you like, and who did the trivia today? Up, you, or did you farm it out?
Up North Joe, after a much-needed bye week, comes back. And,
up North Joe.
He listened to more of last Wednesday's show than I did.
Shocking.
So he actually has a few references to last week, paying homage to his week gone. So that's your little clue, I guess, leading into this today. Let's do caller.
Jesse, will you be able to put the trivia questions up on the screen?
No.
Why? That sounds like something that I think our viewers would love.
Would be cool. It's just more work.
So it's not a question of whether he could. It's a question of whether he'd want
to.
Yeah,
I just don't want to do that. Yeah.
That's fair. Okay.
You could copy it from your email that you sent out.
We all understand
and paste it in there.
All right, fine. We'll try it. Jeez.
Wow. The brazenness of you just publicly admitting that it's more work and that's why you don't want to do it is incredible. Like, I can't, you just said the quiet part out loud.
Is it?
He knows it. Look at him. Look at him right now. He knows. He's like, oh, my God, I can't believe
caller
I just said that publicly.
Because I got to do some extra work. Caller 7.
Caller 7 right now for poor overworked Jesse Nosen. He's waiting by the phone. 844-770-3776. Oh, my God, I can't believe that happened. 844-770-3776. Caller 7. The hardest working man in show business will answer your call next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, brought to you by Grassland Butter. Grassland Dairy is Wisconsin. Learn more at grasslandbutter.com.
Snow is falling all around me. Children playing, having fun. It's the season, love and understanding. Merry Christmas.
All right, so it's time for trivia. And Jesse's worried. He doesn't want to look bad. So, let's start by welcoming in our contestant, who just so happens to be a first-time contestant. It is Kevin in Lodi. Kevin, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm doing well. Thank you.
Now I'm a little worried because for the second straight Wednesday geography trivia, there's a word that Up North Joe has chosen to include that is difficult to pronounce. And Tausch doesn't have to worry
Tuamagan
about it.
Tuamagan National Forest?
I'm sorry?
Oh.
Tuamagan National Forest?
Shawamagan. Indeed, that's the one. I just got done looking up how to pronounce it, so thank you both to Kevin and to Up North Joe. All right, here's your question number one. We'll see if it appears on the video stream as well or not. The name Shawamigan is derived from the Ojibwe word meaning what? The good land. Place of shallow water, or the legend lives on from the Chippewa on down.
Let me go with A.
The good land, that is Algonquin, Milwaukee. Place of shallow water, Shawamigan, would be the correct answer. All right, 0 for 1.
Tough one out of the shoot. I don't mean to be whatever, but we didn't get any of the choices up on the video screen. Like, it was just the question. I don't want to be whatever, but like, we're going to do this. Let's do this right. Am I right?
Yeah, Shawamigan.
Shawamigan.
Next time you're in the office, you come back here and help me run this, and let's see how that goes.
I don't think that's going to. You think that's going to help you?
Nope.
All right, question two. Is this, I feel like the whole idea here for question one is to get people kind of, you know, into a rhythm. That was not easy.
It's an easy check down throw to start the
correct
game,
yeah,
typically.
Well, it didn't happen there. Question two, Kevin, is this. Due to heavy logging of the forest in the 1800s and 1900s, what group led a massive reforestation effort in the 1930s? Was it the Civilian Conservation Corps, the Ice Age Trail Alliance, or Tausch's Headline Academy? Not sure I've had a jokey answer in question two before, but hey.
I'm going to go with A again.
So this is a second question about the Shawamagon, right? That was what that was? And we're 1-for-2. All right, question 3. And here we go again. Covering over 1.5 million acres, the Shawamagon Nicolet National Forest includes land in how many Wisconsin counties? Mm. Is it
tough?
It is. Joe's got a real affinity for Shawamagon. Is it 5 counties, 11 counties, or 25 counties?
That's right. I'm gonna go with 5, but I think it could easily be 11.
Hmm. The Packers could beat the Lions in the playoffs, or the Lions could beat the Packers. And it is 11. 11, the correct answer. Look at Jesse putting the correct answer up there, even if he doesn't put the choices.
Yeah.
What a pro.
Nice start.
All right, good start by Jesse. Kevin, as debuts go, we didn't exactly put you in the greatest position to succeed. But be that as it may,
we can just say Joe's questions suck this week, and he should probably be banned for a little bit because they weren't so good. It's okay for us to go ahead and say that.
Wow. Jeez.
Joe's questions suck this week. He should be banned for a few weeks.
Wow.
Till the new year, Joe, out of here.
Wow.
Firing
free help is a tough.
It's a bold strategy, Cotton. Let's see if it pays off for him. All right, Kevin, you got one right. That means you got 2 entries into the drawing on Friday. Welcome to Trivia. We're excited to have you play for the first time, and we appreciate your loyalty to the show. Thanks.
All right, love you guys.
Bye. Love you guys.
We love you, too. So, Jesse, a couple things. Really good job getting the questions up there. I know that was not easy.
Just not the answers.
So I think in the next year, can we get Up North Joe when he is the one that wrote the questions, which I think he'll be, can we get a picture of him up there?
Ooh.
Potentially scribing the questions with a pen. That would be great.
Could he join
and then how
us
do we
and
get
read them?
Where, and how do we, yes, and how do we get our contestant to get a picture? Can they send it if you're a contestant and you're regular or not? Can we get you on video?
So we have like an archival
is there anything
library
we can do there?
A video of photos of people now?
It's been four or five years of great trivia.
I think we're going to need to hire the 565 analytics staff to come in and be video producers for us if we want to do some of these
things.
Let me tell
you something. They're very unhappy with you two. I've had some discussions with them offline. They're very unhappy with your guys' besmirchment of their SOTS. So I don't know. We'll have to look at that in a bigger way.
SOTS?
Steinhoff.
I didn't realize we were abbreviating that.
Oh, that's the analytics. See, I was thinking the Academy. I get your free help mixed up.
There's a lot of it.
Yes.
A lot of unhappiness
Academy
being thrown around.
Is definitely irritated with you. The analytics firm, I think it's a relationship that you can definitely, I think, bring back.
Never got a thank you from the Academy, by the way, for the extra time that Tyler and I put in for our performance last week. Yeah.
I told you that the Academy said you were fantastic.
Jason, did you get a thank you when you did your Jeff Goldblum?
No, I didn't. Hmm. And I have to do one this week. I have to film that at some point as well.
Boy. Run out of time there, pal.
Very, very
in fairness, you've. In fairness, you've had 5 months to do it. In fairness,
In fairness, I didn't volunteer. You have hostages instead of volunteers for the headlines that you don't do.
We're the anti-Mike Tomlin.
And I'm going to take legal action, and if I'm going to do that, I'm going to call Gruber Law Offices. One call, that's all. Feel like you've been put upon by the brothers of your co-host? Call Gruber Law Offices. One call, that's all. Actually, call them if you've been seriously injured, and I hope you never are. But if you are, that's the call to make. 414-276-6666. 414-276-6666. Gruber Law Offices. One call, that's all. The 11 o'clock hour starts in 2 minutes, so stick around. It's Wilde and Tausch.
Don't go anywhere. Another hour of Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, is coming up next on ESPN Wisconsin, the ESPN app, and Wisconsin On Demand.